all for coming this evening. I very much appreciate you all being here. So this is a performance of an eclectic collection of Jewish-inspired viola music pieces, an informed performance. So it's an informed performance not only for me, since I've researched these pieces and have gotten to know the composers and their music a little bit more, but it'll also be an informed performance for you all, since I'll be talking a little bit about each piece before I perform them. So the first piece on the program is by Yosef Joachim, and it is called Hebrew Melodies. An interesting note about this, on the program it says that he lived until 1937, so although he was a very prolific composer, he did not in fact actually live 106 years. It was only 76, so there was a slight typo there. But he was a composer who was of Hungarian Jewish descent, and he was a violin prodigy. He debuted in a concerto with his teacher when he was only 8 years old, so that's a really cool fact about him. He also attended the Mendelssohn Conservatory in 1843 and was good friends with Mendelssohn as well as Brahms and the Schumanns throughout his life, and they influenced his music quite a bit since he was a romantic composer. So this specific piece, it was written in 1854. It is entitled Hebrew Melodies, but the subtitle is Impressions of Lord Byron's Poems. And this is where the Jewish influence comes in. Lord Byron had written a collection of about 30 poems in 1815, and they were set to music by a man named Isaac Nathan. The poems were later published in a separate book, and Joachim found these and was influenced by them. The poems were written about different stories in the Old Testament. They're kind of darker in nature. Some were about Saul and Job, and there are others about Moses and from the perspective of the people of Israel as they were looking at Moses receiving the Ten Commandments from the Lord. So the Jewish influence of this piece comes not so much in its specific music, but from the more intellectual aspect of being influenced by the poems. So the researchers aren't specifically sure what poems influenced Joachim's music, but they seem to have an overall feeling of melancholy and kind of the angst that the poems conveyed, so they think it was more of an overall thing than specific ones. So the other influences of Jewish music in this piece come from several uses of augmented seconds, which is kind of the stretching of the interval to lead to something else, as well as a lot of uses of fourths and fifths, which are prolific in Jewish music. So with that in mind, please enjoy this performance of Joachim's Hebrew Melodies.